Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
They've given us a peek inside her life inside the White House, and some have created a bit of a stir. Those newly released audio recordings of the late First Lady, Jackie Kennedy. Some of the controversy revolves around what she said about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as she's heard on the tapes calling Dr. King a phony and a terrible man. The tapes are from interviews with historian Arthur Schlesinger and took place in 1964, just months after her husband's assassination. Jackie Kennedy said she was told the FBI had recordings of Dr. King making crass comments about JFK's funeral involving the Archbishop of Boston at the time.
He made fun of Cardinal Cushing and said that he was drunk at it. And things about they almost dropped the coffin. Well, I mean, the Martin Luther King is really a tricky person.
For some historical context on this, we spoke with Professor Walter Fluker, the Martin Luther King Jr. Professor of Ethical Leadership at Boston University. We asked him about the relationship between Dr. King and the Kennedys.
I think they had an interesting and complicated relationship. You remember as early as John Kennedy's candidacy and later the actual election, King had been sent to jail in Reidsville, Georgia. And it was the Kennedys who were able to gain his release on a $2,000 appeal bond.
And I know that some political analysts believe that Dr. King's release drove a black vote for the presidential election that might have helped JFK beat Richard Nixon.
Especially in the South, where many African Americans, especially the elite, tended to be Republicans. Though King did not endorse him formally, it was a statement about the Kennedys' rather liberal and supportive attitudes towards civil rights. But I think you cannot talk about the Kennedy relationship, especially during the period that the First Lady was referring to, without understanding the counterintelligence of J. Edgar Hoover.
What sort of information was the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, giving to President Kennedy about Dr. King?
Well, it's good to understand Hoover in context, especially as it relates to African-American leaders. His relationship to King and his attention to King, of course, is racist. We understand that, but it's very political, and it becomes tied to certain allegations surrounding some of King's closest confidants, Stanley Levinson, Ella Baker, especially Stanley Levinson, who had ties to the Communist Party. So there's a long history of the kind of black-red relationship in the country. And, of course, King, though he had never formally even tied himself to any communist affiliation, Hoover saw an excellent opportunity to make that sort of relation, public relation.
We know that the FBI was wiretapping Dr. King at the time, and at one point in her interview, Jackie talks about a detail she says President Kennedy learned from those wiretapped calls. Here's what she says.
Then he told me of a tape that the FBI had of Martin Luther King when he was here for the Freedom March. And he said this with no bitterness or anything, how he was calling up all these girls and arranging for a party of men and women, I mean, sort of an orgy in the hotel and everything.
Martin Luther King?
Oh, yeah.
Professor, was the FBI making this up or just passing along information that it really didn't have any business looking into?
I think Hoover was a master at spinning webs. And it's ironic to me that while the First Lady is channeling what her husband had shared with her via J. Edgar Hoover, it's ironic that at the same time Hoover is warning President Kennedy of his alleged entanglement with a number of sexual liaisons and mistresses, including an association with an Eastern European mistress, alleged mistress. So this is a very complex web of interaction, which in many ways is ironic.
Jackie's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, has said that she thinks her mother's comments are a result of Hoover's poisonous activities, as she said it, and said that she further believes the comments don't reflect her mother's true feelings about Dr. King. Do you think that's true?
I think it's true, and I think it's also a statement that has to be understood within the context, again, of the early 60s, the musings of course, the First Lady, but a socially sophisticated elite, cosmopolitan woman of the 60s. King, in many respects, was a threat to not just the political leadership of the United States of America. King actually broke the mold in many respects because he dared to say in public what many were not able to say because of his role as a minister, because he was also part of the black elite, but he also had the audacity to speak to situations that I think were deeply troubling to even white liberals.
Is the story of the King-Kennedy relationship overlooked in history?
The romantic version is a wonderful tale. The deep issues, the deep structured issues around race, class, gender, and sexuality, and the ways in which they relate to the pursuit of civil rights, later women's rights, the protest against the Vietnam War, I think are really untold tales in the public square. And I think they need to be revisited. Many of the assumptions that we bring to our interpretations of the King-Kennedy relationship need to be interrogated.
Professor Walter Fluker, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Walter Fluker is the Martin Luther King Jr. Professor of Ethical Leadership at Boston University. You can hear more from the 1964 interviews with Jackie Kennedy on our website, wbur.org.